This is the Technical Difficulties. We are playing Two of These People Are Lying because two of these people will be. Chris Joel.
Lies all the way down.
Gary Brannan.
A Wetum.
Matt Gray.
As usual, I haven't prepared any humour, but I have prepared a description. The way this game works is three of us have written down a name of a Wikipedia article on one of these cards. Tom's now going to pick out one of the cards, and we will all make it look like we wrote that down on the card, but two of us will be lying.
And we are talking about Wellington Paranormal. Wellington Paranormal. Now... We have previously had articles like Windy City Open where it's very clear what all the words mean and it's just a case of the details around it. But in this case...
Oh, Jesus Christ almighty!
Wellington Paranormal, and because it's been a while...
Just to stress to the readers at home here, we now have to make something up if it's not our article, obviously, in the time it's taken you to read that.
Gary!
Yes! I thought that might happen. I deserved it.
Good padding, don't get me wrong. Wellington Paranormal.
It's not padding, it's not the 80s. Shoulder pads joke, I'm giving you more time.
I don't need it.
Fine, I'm giving myself more time.
Wellington Paranormal is a competition.
It's a good start.
Shouldn't it have open in it? F*** off, I'm working. It's a competition, it's a parachute competition. Held from a propeller-driven aircraft.
I can see every detail of that.
As opposed to the stunt competition that was held on a day after.
The Halifax para stunt.
Correct. Thank you.
Now, I recognise you've set up a propeller there to imply like that's dangerous, but you don't want to parachute out of a jet plane. Like, yes.
Like they always do?
Well, you very specifically said out of a propeller-driven
aircraft. Because it's a Wellington bomber that they were parachuting out of.
Okay, so it is a parachute competition out of a Wellington bomber. All right, we'll come back to that in a minute. Chris, Wellington Paranormal.
A television programme.
Oh, okay. That's all the detail we're getting right now. Matt?
It is a football or soccer team in New Zealand.
How many of you thought we'd go for something about ghosties then, eh?
Right, okay. Well, let's go with Gary then. Parachute competition... out of a Wellington bomber.
You know, there's that meme, isn't there, like The Simpsons, of the entire class turning around to watch someone. That's where we're at right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're definitely at that. The thing is, I don't know enough about aviation or aircraft or specifically a... Well, I'm going to be honest, I'm not even convinced there is such a thing as a Wellington bomber. You could be having
for
me
chucking
on
chucking gumboots out of.
Right, yeah.
That's how we will know.
On the assumption that the Wellington bomber...
The Australian version of that plane is the UGG bomber.
Now it's the Welly Boomer!
not Australia again. Let's just not... But on the assumption that Wellington bomber is a genuine thing.
It is. The Wellington bomber is known as it's one of the first mass-produced bombers of the Second World War that was in the RAF, well known for its very light methods of construction. It's basically made of canvas. Effectively, it's made of canvas stretched over wood. It was that kind of thing. And it was well known for its ability to fly at lower speeds, therefore suitable for parachuting. Post-war, you've got a lot of men that are trained up for jumping, you know, with parachutes on that would do stunt display. Well, stunt displays is the... other competition. This is just a parachuting display, which is all about accuracy and landing on things. So it's a way for trained parachutists to display their ability by jumping out the back of a Wellington bomber. And it's fine jumping out the back of a propeller-driven thing because the propellers tend to be in front of you.
Yes, yeah. I have jumped out of a plane in the past. You do not jump in front of the propellers. That is generally considered a bad move.
Don't use the front door! Oh, God.
Chris... a TV programme, and that was all the details I got for Wellington Paranormal, a TV programme.
It is a television programme set in Wellington, New Zealand, wherein two normal police officers frequently come up against paranormal activity. We are going to mention it!
Oh, there we go.
Starring Taika Waititi and What's-His-Face out of Flight of the Conchords. Jermaine Clement.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I thought, that's all rubbish. You're not going to set something in Wellington, New Zealand. It's a fairly small city, you know, but now you've sort of, like, I think I've got a vague memory of seeing this. So if you've made this up, that is incredibly convincing. I think I might just be remembering What We Do in the Shadows, but...
What do you do in the shadows, Tom?
It's not caught on the cameras, is it? That's the thing.
If you've made this up, you have successfully convinced me it's a real TV show now. So that's...
He's very good at pointing out how the game works.
He's getting it.
It's literally my job. Matt.
Hello.
It's a football team in New Zealand.
In the same Wellington.
Yep. I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
It's a big shoe.
Is there not a left and a right Wellington?
It is not a big team.
No.
And the reason it gets its name Paranormal is because it previously disbanded and then the remains of the people who were left rose up and created the new team.
Oh. Rose. Metaphorically.
Nice. Metaphorically, yes. So there were two people left over of the team and then they, you know, rounded up some more players. I don't know what that's called in football. Employed.
It's a ute muster, isn't it?
Yeah. Boot muster. And they were saying that it was haunted because it rose up from the other one. And in their logo, obviously, they have a ghost. No, they don't. It's just a W. It's really boring. I'd have put a bloody... Because you can do a W in a ghost and it can be the bottom of the ghost. That's how I saw that. I thought, you can draw a line around that, around the top and turn it into a ghost. But they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, having looked through the article, it was mostly a bit short and a bit dull because it was about football. The only other thing I can think of that I saw in there was their kit. They have a dark purple top and white shorts.
Gary, I haven't got to do this in a while.
I mean, both.
I'm going to cover my eyes. This is going to be flamboyant.
I just don't think that parachuting competitions out of a Wellington bomber would be a thing. And if it would, they would use the word paranormal. It's a little too far-fetched. I really appreciate the visual gag and the effort that I think you went to come up with it. But I don't think it's that. Chris, I'm genuinely angry
about
this.
I made him pull that face.
Yeah. I'm genuinely, because if this isn't right, you've somehow given me a false memory of something I saw on the internet once. And Matt, I can entirely believe that a team in Wellington would call themselves the Wellington Paranormal because it's New Zealand and that's absolutely a thing that could happen. But I think I'm going to go for Chris. I think it's you. Am I right?
It is me.
Oh.
And it's even a spin-off of what we do in the shadows.
Okay.
I picked it entirely because I knew it would do that with the words that were there.
Yes.
Which is just completely...
All right. You go pick a new article.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back in a minute. Chris has gone and got himself a new article. It is in this pile here. And our second article is... Austal, Austal, you know what? It's that.
It's that word there.
Let's start with Matt this time. Matt, what is that?
Apparently it's a problem.
It's a brand of motor oil.
Okay. Brand of motor oil. Matt. You've turned purple.
You should have a go from this side of the table once. Because I can tell you that's not mine. Nothing.
Welcome to one of these people is lying.
That's either a bit of a giveaway that'll give me another point or the best bit of lying we've seen. Gary. Austal? Austal?
The saint.
Saint Austal.
Yes.
Like the town in Cornwall.
Don't read the article before I've done it.
That's Austal.
Chris.
It's an Austrian metal polish.
Matt.
Gonna be a real short half, guys.
It's a brand of motor oil.
Swedish.
Mm-hmm.
It has on the logo, I'm going for the pictures again, but I remember pictures better than I do words. It's got a picture of a truck on it with a, what are they called? Like corn on the cob, but not on the cob, in the leaves.
A corn stalk. It's corn plant.
Corn stalk.
Okay.
There we go, yeah.
Corn on a stick.
Corn sticks!
So it's got one of those on it, on the side of the truck, on the logo, and it says... Austal at the bottom, and then some Swedish.
If you hadn't done the intro where you said, that's not mine, I'd be believing that right now. And the trouble is that I now worry that that was just a really good bit of acting to set things up and distract me. So, Gary.
Yes.
Austell?
Yes, a saint, 6th century saint, who was Cornish, hence St. Austell.
So, yeah, I mean, it's spelled differently, but that happens all the time. Like, St. Austell.
Phonetically similar.
Yeah. Any particular details of the saint's life? What was he sanctified for? Is that a word?
Ooh. Beatified is the word you are looking for.
Not entirely sure. I can't remember it being in the article. There are links with France.
Were you saying Jewel for France?
Oh, wait.
You done France!
Hello, you have done a frog.
This was like Wikipedia, not like the Catholic encyclopedia.
Service,
where you get the
2 sausages.
L'Oignon!
Oh, you mean you were scrolling down and there were links to France?
Well, there will be.
Oh,
God. No.
Patron saint of the Channel
Brittany,
Tunnel.
Because there's kind of
no, he was called Nigel.
There are similarities between Cornwall and France.
Yes, they're both in the south.
Hold on. That's
both in the south of England.
Going to unpack that.
I thought you were worried you would.
There are similarities between Cornwall and France.
Northern...
This isn't relevant to the article. I just want to hear you justify that statement.
Because southern Cornwall and northern France are both fishing communities. So there are very much similarities in the way that they do things. They fish in the same water, ain't they?
You were doing so well.
No,
not got really. F***ing fish in it.
All of the oceans join up, Tom.
Which
they're
one
all
is
the
it?
Same water.
That's
no,
true.
No. There's one of the Cornish saints that washes up on a door, isn't there? And they're from France.
That's Titanic.
No, it's f***ing not.
They don't wash up.
Ah, true.
They have people to do that for them.
Hang on a minute. That might be St. Patrick. Hang on. There's one of them anyway that washes up on a door.
All right, Chris, an Austrian... I can't read my handwriting.
Metal polish
metal
is what you can't
that
read.
That is what it says. Yeah, I'll write that a bit clearer. Metal polish. Tell me about it.
It was developed in the 1890s as sort of industry became heavier. It had smaller silicate chunks in it, so you could use it at higher speeds and higher temperatures without damaging what you were polishing.
Meaty silicate chunks.
No, not meaty silicate chunks.
No, if they're
smaller,
meaty, something's very wrong with the machinery.
That's fingers.
Silicate chunk, what did they do?
So polishers work because they have little bits, essentially grit.
Oh,
in
okay.
Them. Polishing is tiny, tiny scratching.
Yeah, okay.
The finer the sort of granules are, in this case silicates, either the finer the finish is, or the more readily you can use it at high RPMs, because if you imagine dropping a brick onto a sander and rattling it around,
yes, okay.
And then imagine dropping a grain of sand.
Yes, fair. Okay. So this is, again, something where I have a reason to discount each of you. Chris, I think this is just something from your memory that you've come up with and locked the name. Gary, I think it'd be St. Austell. I think... You're kind of back-solving from stuff in your memory. But Matt, you also literally said, this is mine, which is a shame, because if you hadn't said that, I would absolutely be going for your brand of motor oil, even though that's clearly just taking the brand name Castrol and putting Oz on it in front.
It's almost like I was doing a trick to make you think it wasn't me, isn't it?
Almost like that.
Almost, but it was really convincing.
Are you saying I can't act normally when I have a history of making you believe that my lies are true on this exact program?
Matt, I think it's you. Am I right?
No, I had absolutely no idea where to go when that came out. That's why I started laughing, because I was like, what the f*** am I going to say for that?
I thought you got into a giggle loop. Ah, okay.
I had, because there was nothing I could think of at all.
Then, Chris, it's got to be you, surely.
Hasn't got to be, and it isn't.
Gary?
F*** you.
Okay. Is it the saint from St. Austell?
Yeah, it's basically the saint from St. Austell, yeah.
I bet it was really annoying when I back-solved that earlier.
Really f***ing was, yeah.
And then didn't believe it.
Is it the saint from St. Austell? Me, internally, oh, sh**, this is going to be quick. You, 10 minutes later, well, it couldn't possibly be that.
No. I think it's you who literally said it wasn't yours and spent 5 minutes trying to come
escaping
up with something.
Gary was extremely good at not convincing me, which wasn't meant to be the game, but apparently it is now. Do we care about points? Because I don't think we do anymore.
No. And do we care about not having an outro?
No.
Still no.